And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 20th of April, 2014. It was on this day, 1841, the first detective story was published, Edgar Allan Poe's The Murders in the Rue Morgue, a story in which his detective, C. Auguste Dupin, reads about the murder of a mother and daughter in a Paris street. The police are baffled. Dupin offers up his services, finds a hair at the crime scene that he realizes does not belong to a human, and eventually he pieces together the evidence to solve the case, the murder committed by an orangutan who had been held in captivity by a sailor. The story, narrated not by Dupin, but by his less competent sidekick, just as the Sherlock Holmes stories were narrated by Dr. Watson 45 years later. Edgar Allan Poe wrote two more detective stories starring C. Auguste Dupin, The Mystery of Marie Roget and The Purloined Letter, in the 1840s. It's the birthday of the fantasy writer Peter S. Beagle, New York City, 1939, best known for his book The Last Unicorn. Story of a unicorn who realizes she's the last unicorn who is not imprisoned and sets out on a quest to free the others. It sold more than 5 million copies after it came out in 1968. It's the birthday of the novelist Sebastian Falks, born in Dunnington, England, 1953. He went on to Cambridge and then spent a year studying in Paris. He said, "France was a terribly old-fashioned, unmodernized country at the time. You could branch off any main road in any of the provinces, and in 5 minutes you would be back in the 1930s. France offered me that imaginative access to the past." So when Sebastian Falks started writing novels, he wrote a trilogy set in France, mostly in the era between World War I and World War II, The Girl at the Lion d'Or, Birdsong, and Charlotte Gray. And it's the birthday of the science fiction writer Ian Watson, born Tyneside, England, 1943, who said, "I see science fiction now as a survival strategy, generally, a metaphorical tool for thinking about the future flexibly and boldly." His books include Death Hunter and The Great Escape. Here's a poem for today by Anne Caston, Sunday Brunch at the Old Country Buffet. "Here is a genial congregation, well-fed and rosy with health and appetite, robust children in tow. They have come, and all the generations of them, to be fed, their old ones too, who are eligible now for a small discount, having lived to a ripe age. Over the heaped and steaming plates, one by one, heads bow, eyes close, the blessings are said. Here there is goodwill, here peace on earth, among the leafy greens, among the fruits of the gardens of America's heartland. Here is abundance, here is the promised land of milk and honey, out of which a flank of the fatted calf, thick still on its socket and bone, rises like a benediction over the loaves of bread and the little fishes belly up in butter." Sunday Brunch at the Old Country Buffet, poem by Anne Caston, from Flying Out with the Wounded, published by New York University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.